the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about earning some more money, actually, about how to increase your worth. You know, I hear it all the time, people go, I just want to get paid what I'm worth. And it's like, well, you already are. Because whatever is your current paycheck, then that's what you're worth. If you're wondering if you're doing well, then there's two real methods to see, financially anyway, whether you are actually doing well. So the first way is you take a look at your bank account, see how much spare cash you've got sloshing around. And the second bit is you look at the assets that you've got and you see which of those assets are generating what amount of cash. They're two really good methods of seeing how much you're worth. In the last 6 months or the last 12 months. But for a lot of people, they want to increase the amount of income, the amount of cash that they're generating on a weekly or a monthly, and you know what, sometimes on a daily basis. You know, it's for us, it's like one day to the next, you don't know what's going to happen in this business. Some money comes in one day, it doesn't come in the next day, then it comes in the next day. It's pretty cool, and that's just on the coaching side. And then with property, of course, we know pretty much when rents are going to come in, because they come in at the start of each month, generally. We've got a few that come in during the month, but generally they come in at the start of each month, so we can see what sort of month it's going to be. We can see who's missed money payments and that sort of thing. But for a lot of people, you see, they're really worried about not making enough money. And so the way in which you need to increase your income, and the way to do it is by increasing your own value. You've got to become valuable to the marketplace. So we had a strategy session earlier, and the guy does, a really nice guy, and he does real estate. And, you know, out of all the real estate agents, or estate agents here in the UK, out of all the estate agents, like, what are you doing that's going to stand you out from all the others? You know, are you doing videos? Are you doing podcasts? Are you doing open houses? What is it that you're doing? Does your marketing just basically say, this is us, this is how much we charge, we're the best, we're great customer service? If that's all your business is doing right now to differentiate yourself than everybody else, or even worse, if it goes, we're the cheapest, then I've got news for you. That's not a scalable, long-lived business plan that's going to work in your favour over the long run. It's simply not. So the best way to make yourself more valuable, first of all, you've got to stand out. You've absolutely got to stand out. So there's no point in being able to sell someone's property, just like the other 100 estate agents, for example. Or it doesn't matter what you are. If you're a hairdresser, if you can cut hair just like the other 100 hairdressers, you know, what makes you different than all of those people? Well, I'm friendly. Well, they're friendly. Well, I cut hair really well. Well, they cut hair really well. Well, I'm the cheapest. Well, they're the cheapest. And bear in mind that there can only ever be one cheapest in one industry. You know, if I offered coaching services and I was the cheapest, it only takes for someone else to come into the industry with less experience and knowledge and confidence for them to be cheaper than me. And so, you know, we're not the cheapest coaches on in the UK. We're absolutely not. And we have no intention of being the cheapest. But we are very good at what we do. And our unique selling point, you know, your USP is the fact that not only do you get a monthly coaching call with me, but you also get two group coaching calls with me on the call as well, and then you also get the three mastermind events over in Spain three times a year. So that really separates us from everybody else. There's nobody else in our industry that can do that sort of thing. So that's what separates me. So what's separating you from everybody else? If you're in a job right now, and let's say you're a sales executive, what separates you from all the other sales executives out there? Let's say you're selling Sun Microsystems. What is going to separate you from everybody else? Oh, well, we're the cheapest, we're the best, we're better customer service. We care more than everybody else. It's just total bollocks. Nobody believes you for a start. What is going to stand you out than everybody else? And so you've got to be able to, that's the first step, is being able to stand out. The second step is being able to add more value to someone's life. So for example, on the Sun Microsystems example, what are you going to do to add more value? So maybe, is it some workshops? Is it some free training for the IT guys to come and learn how to improve the system in some way? Is it free user training? So the people that use Word, for example, is it worth... if you're selling IT systems, for example, into a company that's got 10 staff, and all of those use Excel, maybe you want to hire an Excel expert and they go on site to that customer and you give them a day free of charge. That's going to separate you from everybody else. What else is it that you can do? So for us, for example, you know, we do webinars, but more importantly, we do podcasts and videos. That's the thing that really separates us. And we give a lot of value in those. We're pretty upfront about what we do. And in fact, it's interesting because we can safely give away a lot of information, knowing full well that people are simply not going to implement it. You know, we could give away the recipe. Well, we can't because we don't know it. But if we could, we could give it away. We could give away the recipe for turning lead into gold. The problem is that even if we gave that information away, like 10% of people would implement it. The other 90%, they'd get halfway through and just give up. So it's not even the fact that us giving away a lot of information is risky to our business. People go, well, you know, that's my intellectual capital, that intellectual property, and that's where my value is. That's not where your value is. Your value is in actually turning lead into gold, not teaching people to turn lead into gold, where only 10% actually follow it through. I mean, not that we can turn lead into gold, don't get me wrong, but you know what I mean? It's like this methodology of holding information back in case people go off and run with it. What will happen is that they will go off and run with it and then they'll trip up because they can't implement the information like you can because they've not got the secret sauce. All they've got is the information. And if you picture this in your mind, if you picture lots of dots in front of you, you know, if you grabbed a sheet of A4 and a pen, I've got a sheet in front of me now, I've just picked up my pen, and I put lots of circles randomly, lots of small dark circles randomly on a sheet of A4. That's the knowledge right there. The difference between the knowledge that's on that sheet of paper, which is the dots, okay? You know, you can't do anything with that. But suddenly, if I started lining these dots up and connecting the dots, that's where experience comes from. So knowledge is useless, completely useless, unless you're going to start implementing it. And for some people, that's the way in which they get experience. But for others, you can shortcut that experience by not having the experience, but using somebody else's experience to just simply get to where you want to get to whilst using other people's experience. And that's why we do coaching. That's why we can give away a ton of information, knowing full well people ain't going to implement it anyway. It's the coaching that you need. It's the context of that information. So we know, for example, that the answer to the life, universe and everything, as written by Douglas Adams in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, is 42. We know that. The problem in that book is that nobody actually knows what the question is. And this is to do with Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, if you ever wondered. Here we go. So if you ever wondered what that was about, it's to do with Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, which basically states that you can know one piece of information, but in knowing one piece of information, you actually change it. So you might know where the particle is, okay? But by looking at the particle, you're sending photons, which change the particle, so it's no longer where it was because you've looked at it. And basically, that's what the life, universe and everything, meaning 42. That's what it means. We know the answer's 42. The problem is we can't know what the question is. Okay, so the mutually exclusive. Or you could know what the question is, but you can never know what the answer is. And that's all to do with quantum physics. And so in order for you to make yourself more valuable, it's not the knowledge that you need. It's the context of that knowledge and the experience which goes into the implementation of that knowledge. So if you're wondering why you've read a book and you've tried to implement what the information is telling you to implement and why you're not getting the same results, then that's why. It's because your context of your life is different than the author. Your context of your life is different than mine. So if we go into a coaching session, I can give you to say, do A, B, C and D. Do it in that order and you get that result. Now, that might not necessarily happen. And I'll tell you now, it won't happen. Because your context is different than my context. So the beauty of coaching is that despite your context being different than my context, I can go do A, B, C and D, but for you, because you're different, I would do it this way instead. And it's that little spin, and then that becomes yours, and then that's your journey, which is different to my journey completely, because you've not gone through my experiences, growing up, and the stuff with the kids, and moving to Spain. You're completely different. And even if you've moved to Spain, it's still a different environment. Still completely different. So look, in order for you to start earning more money, you've got to start becoming more valuable. And if you're an employee working for somebody else, if you want that pay rise, you've got to become more valuable. If you want to sell to more people, you've got to add more value. one of the great things about adding value to a client is that you're also increasing your level of authority and expertise. So if I do a webinar, let's say, and actually I noticed, just remembered which one it was, we've just increased our LinkedIn followers by about 2,000 people in the last sort of 3 weeks, which is pretty cool. We're going to do a webinar on it. It's going to go into the members area. And there was one particular podcast, podcast 3 it is, and it's about leaflet dropping. And we've never really had a lot of people on LinkedIn. It was never really one of our strategies, and we're just starting to do it. We just added another 2,000 people in the last 3 weeks, which is pretty cool, right? Now, obviously, adding 2,000 people onto LinkedIn means every time you post something on LinkedIn, it has the potential of at least 2,000 people, more people seeing that. And so what happens is that post about the podcast number 3, which is how to create a leaflet dropping company, has gone through the roof. I mean, it's just taken off. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people viewing that particular post, and then they click through and listen to the podcast. And so when we talk about what value do we add, you know, if you want to learn how to do that, then just go listen to podcast 3, learn how to create a leaflet dropping company for your property business or for your butchers or for your, you know, whatever, a roofing contractor, whatever you happen to be, a hairdresser, whatever. And so we constantly add, in fact, a huge amount of value within our podcasts, within our videos, within any webinars that we do. And so we attract people. And so the people that sit and they listen and I get in their head for an hour while I'm rattling on about whatever it is I'm rattling on about, do you think I'm adding value into that? Do you think they perceive that as being additional value? Absolutely. So the question for you is, what can you do to add more value? And I'll tell you, it's content, content, content. The more content that you produce, the more value that you're going to be able to offer to that client. Like, let's say that you're talking about time management, okay? And the client's got a problem, not with time management, but let's say that they actually listen to that. Do you think you're going to help improve them on their time management? Absolutely. Even though it wasn't what they needed right at that particular moment. And by the way, people download all the podcasts and listen to every single podcast. Whether it's relevant or not, they just get through them. I was just talking to a lady this morning. She filled in a strategy form yesterday. I'm like, have you downloaded any podcasts? And she's like, no, not yet, but I've just downloaded 30. And I can listen to them on a school run and that sort of thing. And so that's what happens. So then they get into this area where they're now getting a ton of content. They're now building me up as being an expert in my field, which, let's face it, after almost 20 years in property, I am. We've done very well moving to the Spanish coast and not having to have to get up and work anymore. You know, it's like living a dream sort of thing. So does that build credibility and authority and expertise? Of course it does. And then getting through all 30, do you think at the end of those 30 that my relationship with that person will be infinitely better than if they'd never heard of me? Of course it is. And do you think that that might mean that they're more ready to sign up for a coaching package or one of our business packages, whatever, right? Of course it does. So you've got to get yourself to the stage in your business where you're able to add as much value as you can. Even before the sale is made, you've got to be adding value. And people go, oh, no, I'll wait for the money to come in, then I'm going to add value. I was like, that's crazy. What are you doing that for? You're never going to get them to the stage where they're actually giving you money because you've not given them enough value. So until you start giving value before the sale is made, it makes it so much easier when you've started, when you've actually got the money in. So look, we'll hold it there. I hope that's useful for you. I just wanted to get this off my chest, really, about how to increase your value. And about how to make sure that you are getting paid what you're worth, because you currently are getting paid what you're worth. And if that's not enough, then that's a direct reflection on the amount of value that you're putting back into the marketplace. The more value that you put into the marketplace, the more money that you earn. It's really as simple as that. All right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.